Are you suffering from chronic joint or back pain? Downtown's Healthcare in Denver offers effective alternative therapies that are non-invasive, non-surgical, and drug-free. Start your journey to a pain-free life. Call Downtown's Healthcare at 303-292-9992, now in Lowry or downtown.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mystic Adi. This is your host, Mithun Vijay. And today, I'm going to share with you the story of Lord Ganesha, who is known as the god of new beginnings, success, and wisdom. Lord Ganesha is one of the most popular gods in our Hindu culture. He is known to be the destroyer of obstacles, and devotees worship him at the onset of any important work. He is one of the most distinctive gods with an elephant head and a human body. Ganesha is the son of Shiva and Parvati, and he is the brother of Kartikeya and Ashok Sundari. He is also the god of prosperity and fortune. There are several stories in regard to his birth. In one of the stories, he is born from Shiva and Parvati in a forest. Parvati was elated after her son's birth. She invited all the gods to come and see the child, but forgot to call Lord Shani. That is why Shani's evil eye fell on him and his head was burnt. This is when Lord Shiva replaces his head with an elephant head. In the second story, Shiva and Parvati visit a forest and happen to see an elephant couple joyfully playing with each other. Lord Shiva and Parvati also take forms of elephants and decide to stay in the forest for a while. It is said that during their stay in this forest, Lord Ganesha was born. The one that I'm going to tell you now is perhaps the most popular story of Lord Ganesha's birth. Once, Goddess Parvati and her friends Jaya and Vijaya were taking bath in her abode. Parvati had asked Nandi to guard the house and not let anyone inside until they finished bathing. However, Shiva came unexpectedly at the door. Poor Nandi requested Shiva to not enter the house, but Shiva did not listen to him. He entered the house and this made Parvati angry. Now, she wanted a personal guard who will not let anyone enter the house without her permission, not even Lord Shiva. So, she created Ganesha out of the dirt she rubbed off during her bath. She created a very handsome boy and gasped in joy looking at her son. Ganesha asked her what can he do for his mother. Parvati told him to guard the entrance. She instructed him to not let anyone inside. Shiva again turned up unexpectedly and wanted to enter the house, but this time he was stopped by Lord Ganesha. Shiva did not know that the boy was created by Parvati and thought of him to be some random person. Even Lord Ganesha didn't know that Shiva was Parvati's husband. He did not allow Shiva to enter the house. Now Shiva got angry and the fire from his third eye burnt Ganesha's head. When Parvati saw this, she turned furious. In a fit of rage, she started destroying the whole universe. To calm her down and to restore universal balance, Lord Shiva brought Ganesha back to life by replacing his head with that of an elephant. Lord Shiva found himself guilty and apologized for his anger. He then declared Ganesha as the chief of all gods. He announced that all the worship and rituals should begin only after praying to Lord Ganesha first. It's only after worshipping him that the prayers would reach other gods. Ganesha is also known as the god of intellect. Once, Ganesha and Kartikeyan argued who will marry first. This is when their parents Shiva and Parvati decide to conduct a competition among them. They told both of them that whoever goes around the entire world and reaches Kailasa first will be the first one to marry. Lord Kartikeyan immediately left Kailasa with the aim of covering the universe first. However, Lord Ganesha just circled his parents 7 times and said he has won the race. When questioned by his parents, he said that it was written in the Shastras that circling your parents 7 times is as good as moving through the whole world. Lord Shiva was impressed with Ganesha's intellect and he declared him the winner. Hence, he was married to 2 beautiful sisters, Buddhi, who is the embodiment of wisdom and intellect, and Siddhi, who is the embodiment of spiritual growth and success. He later had 2 sons with them, Shima, meaning prosperity, and Labha, meaning fortune. Lord Ganesha is portrayed as a half-elephant and half-human god. He is shown to have a pot belly, which indicates that he is fond of eating. Modak is his favorite sweet and is offered to him during his worship. He is shown riding his divine vehicle Rat, which signifies swiftness. However, Ganesha is shown having only 1 tusk. There are several stories on this as well. Let us discuss a few. In one of the stories, Ganesha defeats a demon named Gajmukh and loses his tusk while fighting him. Gajmukh had become invincible after taking boon from Shiva. When he started misusing his powers, Shiva asked Ganesha to fight him. Ganesha won the battle, however, lost one of his tusks during the fight. Ganesha is also the one who wrote the famous Hindu epic Mahabharata. Rishi Vedvyas approached Ganesha requesting him to write Mahabharata on his behalf while he recites it to him. Ganesha agreed, however, kept a condition that he should not even stop for a second while reciting. Vyasa agreed, however, even he put a condition that Ganesha needs to understand every bit of information that he writes. Vyas started reciting and did not stop even once. He was so fast that Ganesha broke his pen while writing the story. Ganesha realized his mistake that he had underestimated the sage's intellect. To apologize, Ganesha broke one of his tusks and started writing with that as a gesture of respect. Ganesh Chaturthi or Vinayaka Chaturthi is one of the most celebrated festivals in India and is celebrated with full passion and vigor. It is celebrated as Ganesha's birthday. So that was about Lord Ganesha. I'll be back soon with another interesting story from the Hindu mythology. Stay tuned to our Facebook and Instagram page for more updates. Also, visit our website www.mysticadi.com.
Do you suffer from chronic hip, knee, or shoulder pain? Avoid drug dependency and surgery with Downtown's Healthcare in Denver. Downtown's Healthcare offers regenerative therapies that stimulate the body's self-healing process. Call Downtown's Healthcare at 303-292-9992, now in Lowry or downtown.